This episode is brought to you by Canadip CBD, a great-tasting, superior alternative to traditional dip using CBD in a way that is radical, enjoyable, and effective. All flavor, no tobacco, and no nicotine pouches are spit-free. It comes in five core flavors: wintergreen, mint, citrus, mango, and American spice. It's crafted and manufactured in California, the heart of the cannabis industry. You can find the link to get 20% off in the description of this show.
The Peskin Report is sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. Their chef, Michael Best, can cook anything you want with or without being infused with cannabis. Check out some of what they make on their Instagram at High and Happy Catering or call them at 413-785-8999. You'll be happy you did.
Welcome to the Pesky Report, a podcast for Red Sox fans.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. This is episode number 140. My name is Brad Chandler, and I am here with Ryan Brady, who we haven't seen in a little bit. How are we doing tonight, buddy?
Really glad to be back. Sox are playing great baseball, and just glad to see everybody.
Welcome back, bud. And also with us tonight, we have Doink. How are we doing?
Pretty good.
Man, that was
lame. Pretty good. I'm what? I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
Give me a break.
Dude, the Red Sox just swept a team. Let's go.
We did do that for the third time.
They tamed the Tigers, but they could not tame Javi Baez. What in the fuck happened there? Like, he just like went off.
Sole provider of offense for that entire series.
Fucking crazy.
Jesus Christ. Good for
him. I was thinking that we were just going to get like 13 strikeouts against Javi Baez alone, and he just hits dingers, triples. He's like getting on base all over the place.
He's got to be missing the Mets right now. I feel bad for Javi Baez.
Well, they weren't going to give him that, you know, especially with the...
No.
Yeah, he probably is missing the Mets, though. But I would miss the Mets,
too. I would be missing the Mets, too, if I was, on the Tigers.
Said no one ever 3 years ago.
Right, exactly. And then Uncle Stevie comes in and he's just like dropping dick on everybody with his fucking paychecks. He's like, yep. Here, blank. Oh, here's $40 million a year for you, Scherzer. Oh, you're going on the IL? That's fine.
We'll actually be okay without you.
Yeah, exactly. The Mets are going to met. I mean, do you think
Carlos Carrasco? Don't worry about it. Go join your buddies. We'll be all right.
I think they turned a whole different page, especially because they have Stevie as their owner now. I'm actually happy for Mets fans.
Oh yeah, they're living life at the fullest right now. Good vibes at Citi Field.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you just went to a game, didn't you?
I did. I went to Pride Night.
Yeah,
at Citi Field. It was very fun.
That was, huh?
It was quite fun.
Your gay Mets. What were you calling it?
Oh my God. I wish I could show it right now. I got a koozie for Pride. They had like $5 koozies that were like Pride Night ones, but it's for a tall can. And I've never seen a koozie for a tall can before. So I was like, I got to buy the gay koozie.
Yeah.
And I did.
I surprisingly picked a game last week where Hogdale and I went to, and it was Pride Night. And he was just like, wow, imagine my face when I realized it was Pride Night. I was like, wow, I didn't give a fuck.
Always good vibes. Always good vibes.
All right. So let's talk about the series. Should we talk about the series? Or do we want to go into some Dahlbeck talk? Do we want to start there?
Straight into it.
Do we want to go straight into that? Do we want to do that?
I don't not want to do it.
I think we should. I think that would be a that would be something that we don't normally do. We would normally do that towards the end. So let's start first. So Dahlbeck kind of sucks. We all agree, right? His bat is
at hitting.
Yeah, at hitting.
He looks good.
He has moments where you forget about everything, and you're just like, "Wow, no, you actually are a great hitter." So it's hard for me to totally be like, "He sucks," when he has been hitting recently and had a bad series.
This coming from a person who's like, "Oh, I was this close to Bobby's butt."
I was.
I'll say it. Bobby kind of sucks.
He kind of sucks.
Yeah, he definitely kind of sucks. So we were talking right before we started recording, and we were coming up with like names of people that we would probably want or trade for or probably go for in the off season. And a couple names came up. Brady, you had one name. Who'd you say?
I would love Trey Mancini. I know it would be tough to get him from within the AL East. That's a difficult trade. But where the hell is Baltimore going anyway, right? Like Cutter Crawford. They're going up, right? Go get a little bit something out there. Trey Mancini would be my dream. Josh Bell would also be a really cool addition too. I think he's a professional hitter.
Bell's on the Nationals, correct?
Yep.
Okay, yep. So I feel like Bell would be something we could actually go for, because he's not in the division. But I mean, you say where the Orioles going? They're only 8 games back in the wild card.
They're the Orioles, bud. I'm gonna hold up.
Also, where is Trey Mancini going? How much longer is that man going to be playing baseball? You think it's going to be that long? Like, I feel like he could retire at the end of this season and no one would be surprised.
How old is he? He's only 30.
Yeah.
No. He feels so old to me.
And like, he just turned 30 on March 18th. Like,
he's lived such a life where I'm like, yeah, no, surely he's 40. Wow. Okay. Well,
wait, what do you have against 40? Well,
nothing.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting close to being there.
Player, maybe just hang up the hat, but
fair enough.
Okay, I fully thought he was older than that. So,
and Doink, you had a name that actually perked my ears, and I was actually surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, because we were talking before that, we were saying obviously Casas is our ideal first baseman, but he's a little banged up right now, so we don't know if
exactly
like next year will even be when he's up. So it'll probably be like the end of next year. If we're looking for a 1-year guy, I like G-Man Choi. Especially makes sense with Haim. Knows how to fleece those Rays. I'm here for it.
I don't know if you can actually legitimately fleece the Rays.
No.
Because whatever they get, they're just gonna, if they can't use it, they'll flip it with something else.
That's fair.
So, like, what would you suggest? Would you suggest like a Dahlbeck straight up?
Are we talking like trade deadline, or are we talking end of the year? Because I think those are, I don't know.
Do you think that that's something we could do at the trade deadline?
I don't think that's going to be a priority, honestly.
First base?
Yeah,
I do.
It was a priority last year.
Yeah. It was.
And it's still a problem.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of options that you can have out there that are not going to break the bank. You know, like Josh Bell is going to get a nice return. Like they're going to get something valuable. Mm-hmm. But like, he's a professional hitter. Like Josh Bell knows what he's doing. He's a switch hitter, 294, 11 homers. He's got pop. He's a solid. I mean, you plug him in that lineup is so much deeper with Josh Bell than without. You know, I mean, so I don't think starting pitchers are going to cost a ton, right? Yeah. Big setup arms are going to cost a ton. I don't know about a first baseman who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year who's having a nice year is going to be the biggest return. So I think they'll get something.
I'd be curious to see what prospects of ours the Rays would be interested in.
Cutter Crawford.
They can have him. Straight up, Cutter Crawford for G-Man
Choi. You can have him for nothing.
Who says no?
You're not touching my wink, man. C- because Winkman's got me feeling things right now. I'm just telling you.
Winky boy.
Mm-hmm.
Winky's touching the Winky.
Classy. Just, this is what I missed right here.
So,
this,
I mean, so how much is Mancini making this year?
A lot more than $3.2 million, I'll tell you that much.
And Josh Bell is also making $10
million. All right. That is
prorated. Prorate it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but still. Like, come then on. You prorate G-Man Choi.
But it doesn't matter because you're already over the cap anyway. So whether you go over by a dollar, $8 million, it's not going to make a difference. So you know what? Let's go get Josh Bell. Put him on the train.
So are we basically just saying, like, all right, we're done with Dahlbeck?
Yes.
I'd like to keep it. I mean, I would like to get some value out of him.
Okay.
Well,
I don't think we're going to. They've been trying to get value out of him.
But I think, you know, if we're arguing to send him down, I don't think that that's the solution.
Oh, sending him down to AAA?
No.
I think if they send him down, they got to send him down to AA.
Oof.
Get his confidence up.
That's a very...
I don't think that's how that works.
Wow.
Get his confidence up. He can hit balls. They burn
buddy,
him up.
Go play ball with some 21-year-olds. That should get your
confidence. I mean, how old's Dahlbeck? 23,
19-year-olds?
I heard you are on Heim's shortlist for like assistant, you know, to the executive, you know, whatever. I just got a text from Heim while we're here. You're
That's
off
weird.
The list. You're off. It's done. That was so
to delete his number.
Yep.
Hold on. I actually just got a message.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing.
How timely.
Right. This is.
Wait, hold on. I'm pulling it up.
Heim does usually text me this late at night. You know
yeah,
I mean?
It's 10. It's 11 o'clock. He must have just gotten home.
He's a first thing in the morning kind of guy. 6:15. I'm getting text from.
It's Heim. Weird. He didn't even call me Brad. He called me Bear. What are we doing?
Whoa.
I mean,
still can't read it.
Okay. You're on the list, Bear. That's what it says.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
That's. Oh, Bear. He must have. He was trying to send it to somebody else.
He was sending it to you because you're like his bear.
Hmm.
No, I don't know. Dahlbeck down to AAA. I agree. I don't think that's going to work. You're right with the value and whatnot. But I don't think you're going to get much for Dahlbeck. If you're trying to trade him, you're going to have to trade him and something else.
Oh, yeah. I think that's always – I don't think he's ever been a part of a straight-up trade – conceptually, I don't think that's his destiny. I think the best we can do is just hope to platoon him for another couple months and get something. Love you, Bobby.
Something.
Yeah. A bag of balls. Whatever.
More than they had before.
Bobby.
A bag of balls that they used to play with like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oakland is great this time of year.
It sure is.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be
I think,
closer to home for him.
Bobby would love to be back in California.
He'd look great in green.
Oh, my great. God.
Mm-hmm.
Great in green.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, he can shag all the fly balls out there on foul territory.
Yeah, I hear the Coliseum's a real clean place. Real nice.
No pressure either. Just swing away, Bobby. Swing away. Just swing your way out of it. You're 0 for 98. Don't fucking worry about it. Just swing your way out of it. Keep swinging.
So we also got news about Chris Sale. We were told that he was going to pitch two innings, which he ended up pitching one. And then we were told that he was always supposed to be pitching one inning. Which one do we believe here? Because I'll tell you what I believe. I believe the Red Sox are lying when they said that he was always supposed to pitch one inning. It was all out saying that he was pitching two.
Do you know how many pitches the first inning was?
I have no idea.
Because I think I feel like it's silly to do a rehab start like that and be like, okay, we're limiting you to one or two innings when they fully know that one inning can be 35 pitches. And
it could also be three fucking pitches.
Right. Two innings could be like less than 25. So I think it's just like silly to do it that way in general.
Yeah, I agree. I don't. Brady, are you looking it up?
Yeah, he pitched 22 pitches. So
he threw 22 pitches.
Okay, so that's okay. Like should be an inning and a half of work.
He struck out.
He did struck out Wander Franco.
Right. So I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Pretty good. But then like everyone else like took him yard, right? It was like he struck out Wander and like let up. I think he like walked guys. And,
rehab starts don't mean shit.
Right. It's just so,
yeah. But I mean, now he's getting another rehab start on, I believe it's Saturday. And Brady, you look like you have something to say.
No, it says he allowed a single run on one hit, striking out one batter and issued just one walk. So,
okay.
That doesn't scare me. You know what I mean?
Have we heard anything about Paxton? I know there was a setback.
Of course there was. I don't think there's
You're on it.
I am.
For the people that are listening, I have been talking about this a lot lately. I am really pissed off at this extension with Chris Sale. Brady, do you have something to say?
No, I just want to hear where you're going to go, my friend. That's all.
So I'm really pissed off about this extension, and it has, you know, everything to do with the fact that this guy has not pitched more. I think he pitched 42 innings last season. I think it was like 42 and two thirds or something like that. And he's pitched that many innings in the past 3 years. And we're still probably not going to get him until probably the end of July.
Yep.
And what pisses me off the most is the money that we owe him, the deferred money we owe him.
For such a long time.
Yeah, so he becomes a free agent in 2025. We don't pay him anything until 2035.
That's going to hurt.
$50 million.
2035, we're going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to be cursing, just remembering a decade ago, like where I was. Oh,
remember that God. Old piece of shit that was always hurt? Paid him more money than God. Yeah, yeah.
And we'll like know what Chris Sale's like fate is too at that point, because no fucking chance he's pitching in the major leagues in 13 years.
You know what's cool though?
I mean, he's not pitching this year.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
But you know, like for Chris Sale, like a lot of guys, once they retire, they put on like a lot of weight and they look terrible.
That's like Roger Clemens?
No way. Not happening.
That's not happening to Chris Sale at all. Like
he's going to go home, eat cheeseburgers, and fucking
get skinnier somehow.
He's going to sit home, eat cheeseburgers, drinking beers, and be like, I got my money. And he's just going to start counting it. As the Red Sox just keep fucking signing the... Oh, Jesus Christ. That's such a terrible fucking contract.
Hopefully we're winning so much that we don't
care. Why the fuck did you wait 10 years? Why do you wait 10... Why is there literally... Trade him!
And then...
I don't want it.
It's like we think dealing with like paying price right now is bad. It's like imagine how that's going to feel.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Listen. Just... Remember Chris Sale walking off the mound in the playoffs, eating his fucking glove, right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's my Chris Sale.
No, and my Chris Sale is the one who fucking throws a slider in on fucking Manny Machado, gets him on his fucking knees, and has fucking Christian Vasquez hugging him. That's my Chris Sale.
He is an uber talented pitcher. And
he is.
And you know what? I'll go a step further. If he can come back and be similar pitcher to what he has been before. A little less, but whatever. I like the chances of this with this offense. And now with the bullpen starting to figure some shit out, and you throw Chris Sale up there with my Nicky P, you have that 1-2. And Waka, I was dead ass wrong, throwing just quality start after quality start. I love hearing that. I have
Every
no problem.
Every time you say that.
Every time you wrong. Get wronger, too. It rules.
Yeah. I please prove me, Bobby. Fucking start launching. Shut me up. But, like, you put Chris Sale atop that, and everybody slides down a peg? Are you fucking kidding me?
Chris Sale plus Sale
having to figure it out at the major league level. Like, I know he could do it, whatever, but I want more than like 40 fucking innings out of the guy.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, we said that last year, and then he fucking broke a rib.
But that was different because
he broke a rib
stoppage. Well,
he did. he'll have access to the Red Sox medical team all summer to keep him from
breaking your rib,
and all winter to keep him from doing whatever the fuck he did.
We're like, hey, Chris, could you get vaccinated too while you're at?
We really need you in Toronto.
That's the fucking kicker of all this shit. It really is true. When their guy's like, I'll do anything to help the fucking team win. You're like,
you can't
anything?
Say that.
Because it doesn't hurt, right? Like, it's
all right. So that's a good transition to our next topic.
I would rather, yeah.
Tanner Houck, as everybody knows, is it him or was it Duran saying? Oh, it was Duran.
No, Duran
said he's doing his research.
Yeah, I would rather the Tanner Houck response where Tanner's like, I'm not talking about it. Don't ask me about it. Then Jaron fucking Duran, 25 years old, says to the media today, I'm still doing my own research.
Dude, I'm fascinated by that. I would love to see the research that he's doing.
I bet his notebook is so
I
want
to see that fucking report. It's been Jaron Duran. You've had a year and a half. But you know what? Are there any minor league teams that they have to play in fucking Canada?
That's an interesting question.
I don't think so.
The Woo Sox don't play anybody in Canada. The closest team they play is Buffalo. So what does it fucking matter to him?
You know, wanting to be
do anything for the team?
Well, no, just like wanting to establish yourself as a major league baseball player. Like, he is removing himself from an equation where he had a like chance to fully like be an everyday player on this team. And
Brady's dogs fucking hate everything about Jaron Duran right now.
Oh, they're pro-vax. My dogs are like, what the fuck?
Just do it. You're 25.
All right. Let's talk about the other unvaccinated guy. We got Tanner Houck,
who has
been showing up. He's our closer. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, we were all pro Garrett Whitlock trying to be the closer and whatnot, and then they decided, you know, we're not going to do that. Then like the bullpen went to shit, and nobody knew what they were going to be doing. Tanner Houck decided that he wasn't going to be vaccinated, so couldn't go up to Toronto. So he lost the start up there. That's when Whitlock started becoming a starter. And then they put Tanner Houck in the pen, and he's basically been there since. And he's gotten his shit together, obviously, outside of being vaccinated. He's gotten his shit together in the bullpen, and he's really taking on this closer mentality. I like what X says about him. He's Cool Hand Luke. He looks the role.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
He's like, fully grown into
you definitely like back in the day when you had like Papelbon up there and whatnot, you had a psycho, you know, it really looked like, but it's like you get Tanner Houck up there. It's, you don't have a psycho. You have a guy who's calm and collective, and then he just fucking chucks a frisbee at you.
Yeah. Yep. And then he saves all of his psycho for after, which is great. Love that. Love a little scream action. It's great.
Nobody screams better than Pavetta, in my opinion.
Pavetta looks like he's going to punch a hole in his own chest sometimes. It's so amazing.
Say it, Brady.
That's it. The end.
Yes. I will tell you, God damn, it's nice to have a closer. It is so nice to have John Schreiber pitching the eighth or Strom kicking in, because that's where those guys belong, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
well,
letting people find their spots.
Let me ask you a question though. Who's our closer when we go to Toronto?
I think for since it's just like three games at a time, Strom or Schreiber, just whoever fits better.
Yep.
No need to have like a set closer if you're just going to kind of pretend like Houck's on the IL for 3 days.
I know who it isn't.
Bobby Dalbec?
Diekman?
No. It is not Matt Barnes.
You don't even hear his name anymore, which is
best
so good.
Fake IL stint ever.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second. How long has he been on the IL?
A while.
Not long enough.
What's our record since he's been on the IL?
Right?
for realsy.
That's, they're probably like 17-3 since he left.
Honestly, probably. Like, Albatross. I don't think we've lost more than like 5 or 6 games since Matt Barnes went on the IL.
So he went on the IL on the 31st of May.
Oh, wow. Almost a full month.
What a good day. Nice. What a good fucking day.
Yeah.
His name is Matthew Albatross Barnes. I just looked that up. That's the. Hein just texted me. He just let me know real quick. It's Matthew Albatross.
He might have screwed that up because when he texted me, he said bear. I'm like, what? but yeah. So let's talk about a couple other things. Garrett Whitlock, he's on the IL. There's a chance that he will be coming back without a rehab stint. Nathan Eovaldi, he had a setback. Kike had a setback. Christian Arroyo is having a rehab start in Worcester, but he was on the COVID IL.
Yeah, I was really confused when I saw that he was having a rehab start. Is that just like because he needs ramp up time because he forgets how to play baseball if he doesn't play for 10 days? Like, unless he had some other complication while he had COVID, I have
no idea. That is
really
odd.
Strange. Maybe he had a really rough time.
Josh Taylor. He made a start. Don't know if he's vaccinated, but
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
Which is cool that, all of our guys that we're really excited about can't help us in Toronto.
Yeah, why can't Cutter, like the other guys, like it's like the main guys, like Chris Sale's like, oh, you're our best starting pitcher. He's like, yeah, I can't go.
And they're like, our closer.
Can't make it.
Right? Oh, our leadoff guy that can steal a bag every single game. Oh, sorry.
Question. So who would you trade out if you could be like, hey, this person's vaccinated, but this person is not. So Tanner Houck's not vaccinated. Who would you trade him for?
Bobby.
And on our team, like, who's vaccinated?
Bobby.
A pitcher. Asshole. Oh. Let's try to keep it in the position. Not Doggy
Diekman.
Either.
Diekman.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired of him, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I would go Diekman. Chris Sale, who do you trade?
Ooh, you're not going to like my answer.
Is it Dick Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
I fucking knew it too.
That's it. I mean, that's fair.
He's good. He'll be great in the 7th inning.
Yeah, he'll be great. Now he's unvaccinated. So.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, I see the game. Okay, I get it now.
This is really...
I was like, I don't get this game.
But did we get Tanner back, too? And is Chris Sale healthy?
So healthy, we get Tanner Houck. Right. We trade him for Diekman. That's good. Then we trade... I really don't like the Sale for Dick Mountain. I might have to go with someone else here. I might.
Whatever you're gonna say is not the right take. Just say no.
I'm just gonna say Salamora.
Curse your mouth! His beautiful hair.
Stop. My closer for today.
Okay, Robles.
He's falling off, boy, huh?
Yeah, he is.
I haven't been able to put my Hansel so hot right now. I haven't been able to.
Yeah, he hasn't been hot in a while.
No.
So I don't think he. When's the last time he pitched?
He hasn't pitched
since Saturday.
Saturday.
I think the Sox are 16-4 since Matt Barnes.
No fucking learning. Keep him off the fucking team.
Best fake IL stint ever.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Holy do we think shit. That's a morale thing?
I think they just collectively have spoken.
Is Matt Barnes clubhouse cancer?
They hate him. That's clear. Like, they're like, you know what?
Like Matt.
Trade Matt Barnes and Bobby Dalbec for Gene.
They have an 800 winning percentage since that piece of shit got off the roster.
Damn.
Oh, my Lord, dude.
If Heim listened to me, we would have had the best record in baseball. Because clearly, I would have sent that motherfucker to the moon a long time ago. That's real.
Wow. 16-4. That's can't deny science.
Is that a fact? Like, did you look that up? Is that factual?
Yeah, I may have miscounted one. I'll go back and look. But yeah,
dude, you gotta fucking.
All right, it could be 16-5. Okay, I'm trying to.
That's still pretty damn good.
That is right. Yeah,
I'm gonna maintain radio silence here for a minute, and I'm gonna go through and do it right.
So. Hold on, what is their record in the month of June?
Yeah, it's pretty much just that.
I don't know how to. If you know that, then great. I don't know how to look just that up. If you have the month-to-month record, I counted 16-4.
I'm looking it up right now.
I like that because those are easy numbers to work with mathematically too. So
yeah, nice. 820.
Yep.
So 800 winning percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So in the
he really does suck.
It is 16-4.
Boom! 800 winning percentage to the fucking moon. Don't leave on the IL. Just get rid of him. Everyone would be happy. You ever work at a place and you hated that one coworker and everyone hated it, and then they're not there anymore? And it's like everyone could just breathe easier. Everybody's a little like less stressed. That's Matt Barnes. He's that bitch who works in aisle 12 that you don't want to be around.
Is he hanging out in the bullpen during games? I can't say they haven't really shown the bullpen much, so I can't.
I think with his anal bead necklace, they were like, no more.
They're like, actually, you can't have that in the park anymore. That's a contraband item.
It's scaring the children. Okay, please.
Go check what I just posted on Twitter.
Oh, God.
The Red Sox are 16-4 since Matt Barnes went on the IL.
Sister Catherine, she doesn't like what you're doing.
Sister Catherine?
I don't know. Every time I go to Fenway, I see a nun. At least one.
I've never seen a fucking nun.
I can't not see one. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Hey, did I ever tell you a story about when a nun went to a Red Sox game and she hit my father's car when he was going to the bathroom?
What?
Yeah, we were at a rest stop and she was eating an ice cream cone from McDonald's while driving and just drove right to his fucking car. And then she's like, I'm going to leave now. And he's like, no, you're not just going to leave. You just hit my car. She's like, nah, I'm going to leave. Like,
Well, your dad was a cop. Did he get the plate?
Oh, yeah. He called the police on her. And he lost his shit. He just went nuts because he's like, you're too old to drive, blah, blah. And she was just licking her ice cream cone. And I was getting more and more pissed because I think the Sox, it was a terrible game. He wasn't feeling well that day. And while he's going to the bathroom, the fuck it. I'd be like, Dad, your car just got hit. He's like, oh, no. By a nun eating a McDonald's soft serve. Cone.
It's amazing. The ice cream machine wasn't down.
Yeah, right. Right. Back when
fun fucking story that you bring that up. I went to fucking go get an ice cream from McDonald's because I live right down the street from one. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, our ice cream machine is down. And I go fucking figure. I don't even like McDonald's fucking ice cream either. And I was just,
now,
but it's
are you a vanilla? Like, are you a chocolate? Are you a twist? I have to know.
Vanilla.
Good for you. Good for you.
But I like if I'm going to McDonald's, I'm getting a fucking McFlurry.
spare no expense there, Brad. I mean, making it rain.
You gotta do that. All right, so a couple more things. So we saw Ref Snyder and Durant start tonight in the outfield. They contributed a lot.
Beautifully.
4 RBIs between the both of them.
Good job.
Love that.
What do we think is going to happen with Kiki and Arroyo already?
I think Arroyo's time is come and gone.
Okay, and so Arroyo goes, right? We DFA him or, mm-hmm. Maybe a trade piece. Maybe a trade piece. I'm just saying, package him up with Bobby.
Could be nice.
Wait,
I mean...
Who else are you packaging with Bobby? You got Barnes with Bobby. You got, what other unvaccinated players do you want to send in a trade with Bobby?
Yeah, right. I think Ref Snyder is like, I don't think he's cemented himself on the team quite yet. He's very, very close to doing it. And like a longer IL stint from Kike will absolutely help him. Like, achieve that, but I don't think he's like our starting right fielder yet.
Do you guys think there's a chance that let's say Kike's out for another month and Duran really settles in and he's doing well now for a while, that Kike becomes the super utility player that he was signed for?
Love it.
I wouldn't hate that, but I mean, like, so I actually wouldn't hate that. That would be a good idea, honestly.
Yeah. It's weird to think about because, like, our lineup seemed like it was so set in stone and, like, we're kind of having to deal with an injury that requires us to, like, plug and chug it so much that we're not used to, like, rolling out a different lineup every day. We pretty much didn't do that for most of this season. It was, like, almost the identical lineup.
All right.
Except for leadoff.
Ian Brown just posted Jarren Duran on missing the upcoming trip to Toronto because he isn't vaccinated. It's hard. It's also a personal decision. It's just what I have to decide. I don't have any further comments on that. I think Tanner Houck basically told him, dude, this is what you need to say. You can't just keep going.
It's hard.
Translation, my research speaks for itself. Like when you see him, having a huge conference in December speaking about this, you're going to be like, that boy did his homework. You know what I mean? Like, I know it.
He's going to be at all the medical conferences in the off season. I'm pretty
sure. Dr. Jarren Duran.
Everyone knows about that.
Yeah. Imagine they give him an honorary doctor. They're like, wow. You know what I mean?
Honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. Real question here. Real question. He becomes Dr. Duran. When he comes to the plate, do they actually say Dr. Jarren Duran?
Ooh, I think they have to.
Right?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's a thing.
He can like walk up to the Scrubs theme song. That sounds fun.
I think he's more of a... I didn't watch any of these fucking shows. Grey's Anatomy kind of guy. He's a little more serious, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. He doesn't look
very funny. He's definitely Scrubs. He's unvaccinated.
True. He is.
Dr. Duran. I just, the doctor is in. I mean, we could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. let's move on. Brian Bello or Bayo. Is it Bayo?
Bayo. I've been saying Bayo.
The guy that strikes everybody out?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he didn't start. So Josh Taylor started, and then he came in, had a great outing. I swear, if anybody follows Alex Spear, he's just literally, oh my God. Every time he was making a post about it, he was like, oh my God, he threw a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. And he struck out, what's his name? Eloy Jimenez,
yeah.
Jimenez. I don't know how to pronounce his name. So,
very, very good hitter. I like me some Brian Bayo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take next a year of some Brian. Is it Brian or Brian?
Maybe it's Brian.
Whatever Dale. He wants. I'm cool.
Whatever. If yeah, just let me know how to say it, and I'll do it that way.
The ace of the Worcester staff,
Little Petey. Little Petey.
Little Petey.
Yep, that motherfucker has got me. It's hard not to get excited. It really is.
Well, about Pavetta, you're always hard over Pavetta. Mm,
you know it. Stop. Don't make me blush. But and I, Winkowski, boy, the way he's pitching right now, too, it really does give you like some real, not only hope, but I'm just thinking if Evaldi's not coming back and they're not spending a big expenditure because Whitlock's on the cheap, Winkowski's on the cheap, right? Why wouldn't you spend the money on Xander?
Exactly.
I mean, we're not Kmart.
Can we, you know what we should do? We should talk about Manny Ramirez being in the booth and him talking about like Devers. He said that, like, okay, I get it. Totally get it. Devers reminds me of Poppy as well. But hearing it from Manny, yeah,
it's, you're like,
it hits on a whole different level when you have Manny saying
that's his best friend. Like, you can't, like, you can't take that lightly. So I think,
and I don't mean anything like anything bad by this or whatever. I didn't realize how good his English was.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, like I don't think I've ever heard him speak.
Yeah, he grew up in
Florida.
I think it was the Bronx.
I thought he. Oh, he lives in Florida.
Everyone lives in Florida. Yeah, dude.
And the fact that it was Manny and Ortiz sitting literally right next to Alex Cora, that was great.
Oh yeah, and Cora was saying that like he didn't have a moment of silence the whole game. He was saying that Ortiz was Bobby, like constantly showing him stuff.
Hey, Poppy, you should have him do this. I watched it on Nesson. You know, it was great. And it was cool because, like, OB didn't talk. And, like, Eck really didn't get to talk. And it was just, like, basically Millar and Manny just talking and whatnot. It was pretty cool. And then when he went on to, he did go on to WEEI. And he was talking with Castig and Fleming, and that was cool too. And I wish they do some more stuff like that, like the older players.
Yeah, he moved to New York City when he was 13, from the DR. But he could hit right from the beginning. But yeah, to hear that praise from Manny, that's saying something.
And that was not the only thing that he said that like got everybody like laughing and whatnot. When he mentioned, you guys hear him talking about Jeter.
Oh,
he's like, oh well, if Jeter played on the Royals, he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that
quote got kind of like taken out of context though. Like the next day, I saw like that quote just like circulating with like none of the other stuff that he said around it. Cause he was saying like, he wasn't saying like, oh, he's a bum if he's not in New York. He's saying like, he won't have the pressure on him.
Right. Exactly.
That the fans
and
put on
people
you.
People don't understand that.
But there that quote pressure. Just floating around without that, everyone was getting so mad, which I loved.
It was, I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, like if you're playing for like Boston, New York, I'll put LA out there too. I mean, what other teams really have pressure?
Philly.
Okay, I'll give you Philly. But I mean, you go to Kansas City. You go to Kansas City, you do not have that pressure. You go to Oakland, you literally have zero fans. And that's not because the people don't like the Oakland Athletics. It's because they hate the fucking owners.
Low pressure environment for Bobby Dalbec sounds fantastic.
Sure does. He looks great in green. He really
green
does.
And gold. Green and gold are his colors.
It'll look good in teal. Send him to Seattle. His hometown.
Oh, that's where he's from, Washington?
Yeah, he's from Seattle.
Damn.
You didn't know that?
No, nah, he's like a character from a Twilight movie. Like that.
Did you not watch the Mariners series? That's all they talked about.
Been a little preoccupied, my friend.
Touche.
There we go.
All right. Let's talk about the series. We get a dub. We sweep. Tigers suck. It's so sad seeing Cabrera.
Yeah. I was kind of saying that earlier. I was like, this is brutal, man. This is like, that's just not how you want to go out.
Like, he's got, I think he's got another year left, and then he has a team option. And I think it's safe to say that they're not going to pick that up.
Hang it up, dude.
Yeah. Wait, he has a whole nother year?
Yeah, I'm that's crazy.
Sure. Oh.
He can't be playing baseball for another year.
That is a Dombrowski signing. yes, Dombrowski signed Miggy for that long, long contract. He's also the asshole who signed Chris Sale to an extension with a 5-year deferred for $50 million 10 years after he becomes a free agent.
Counterpoint, he's also the genius to trade for Nathan Eovaldi and sign to...
Fuck you.
He's also the guy to draft...
No, he was going to make a point.
Jaren Duran. Right.
Yes.
Like Duran's unvaccinated.
No, because now the that
COVID didn't exist in 2018 when Jaren Duran was drafted.
And would you really want Dave Dombrowski to like not draft a player because he's like, look, in like 6 years,
hold
from
on,
now, he's like, there's gonna be a fucking global pandemic.
Hold on.
All right.
Well, that's wrong.
I would like that because then my stupid prediction at the beginning of this year wouldn't be wrong that the Sox would win 99 games.
Oof. I don't even remember what I predicted.
As soon as I said 99, I knew I was wrong.
I think I said 80 something. I want to say 88.
Yeah, I think you were down. I think I gave the same as last year. I think it was like 94.
I think I said like 80.
If you guess 94 for a team that should compete, that's probably a good guess all the time. You went too low. You went too high.
Yeah, but if I'm at 88 and they end up winning 89, I'm more bright than you are.
That checks out, but you're probably not going to be. Now, so again, though, you want Dave Dombrowski to crystal ball it years ago on draft day and be like, hold up, I'm getting, as Doink said, strong anti-vax vibes. And everyone's like, what do you mean anti-vax? Like, what do you care if he has measles, mumps, rubella? Like, what do you care? And he's like, I don't know, something.
He's like, trust me, something's going to go down.
Like, right. I know he's going to be a doctor someday. You know, like,
he told me he does all this research.
Move the fuck on. Right, so Miggy, poor man Miggy.
Is he vaccinated?
Who cares? He's not on our team. Not on our team. What's the fucking matter?
I don't think they're going. Did they go to Toronto yet?
They just say fuck it. We just lose the three games.
So the Tigers are 26-41.
Sure are.
At this time. No, they're not. I think this is the updated. Nope, they were 26-41. They were 26-41 when Kowski comes in and he shoves. He did good. He did real good. He ended up going 6 2/3, 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned, a walk, 2 strikeouts. Not a strikeout pitcher. I'm okay with it. He didn't really walk. He didn't walk anybody, really. One batter. He goes 6 2/3. Diekman comes in. He goes a third of an inning. He scares me. I'm not a fan anymore.
Nope.
Of Diekman. Every time he comes in, and what it is his slider. He doesn't know what's going on with that fucking pitch.
He forgot how to throw a strike. He cannot control that thing.
I think Ed told us that he walks way too many people.
Yes.
So, like at the beginning of the season, but he had a clean inning, even though it was a third of an inning. Strom comes in,
killer.
He goes 2/3 of an inning, gives up one hit. He strikes out one. Strom. Schreiber comes in. He holds it down a third of an inning. He gives up a hit, strikes out a batter. and then our closer comes in. He pitches one inning, one hit, and a strikeout.
Sure did.
Good game. Cordero, was it this game where Cordero hit at like 117 mile per hour? The ball was 117 miles off the bat. I think
probably. I think this was the only game he got a hit in. So
I think he had a couple hits.
Did he have a couple hits in the? Yeah.
Yeah. This was the three.
And RBI was great.
Yeah. Could you make the case that John Schreiber is the MVP of the bullpen so far this year?
Numbers wise, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say numbers wise.
But he's done. I mean, you called him the sixth. You called him the eighth. I mean, he's really just
he'll do it, job. And he won't let anyone score. He like hasn't let any of his inherited runners score. He's like absolutely killing it.
We should get a card for him and send it, like a thank you card, and send it to him, because like, thanks, John.
Thank you for saving my life, John Schreiber.
Yeah, really. Like, I don't think he hears that enough.
Like, actually, I don't know where the fuck you came from, but
the Tigers fucking let him go, right? Wasn't he on the Tigers?
Hashtag thank you, John Schreiber.
Thank you, John Schreiber.
Hashtag breakdown.
It's trending.
Next game, we got Rich Hill on the mound.
Who?
Dick Mountain.
Checks out.
Rich Hill. Whatever.
Thank you.
Fuck off. Eat dicks. Rich Hill, he's a number five, and I don't care. I will not take any Dick Mountain slander. I had to say this last night to one of our friends. I will not take any Dick slander. There was one point in this game that kind of like worried me about Dick Mountain, and that was when the fucking umpire threw the ball at him. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, you can't do that to him. He's a little old.
It was Dan Bellino, too.
Of course it was.
He fucking hates pitchers.
At least it wasn't Angel Hernandez.
I think Angel Hernandez would have just handed the ball over to Christian Vasquez.
Probably.
He would have said something like, don't fuck this up now.
Angel Hernandez would have totally missed that call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he hit him like right in the fucking collarbone. What are we doing, dude? Why are we throwing it back at a guy who's not watching? And you got a guy sitting here like, hey, give me the fucking ball.
Some umpires like to throw it, and some like to hand it to the catcher.
Can I ask you guys a serious question?
No.
Maybe. Okay.
Yes, they're real.
If you were an umpire, can you tell me like what your strikeout call would be?
I love the like forward punch.
So I was an umpire,
but make the call. Like, would you be like, huh?
You got to go strike.
You want strike three? You want me to ring him up?
Yeah, ring him up.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like the
drawing punch.
I rung up Joe Girardi's kid one time. That was fun.
Nice.
I was doing a tournament. Joe Girardi's there, and I ring up his kid, and I'm like,
and you're like, you see that, bud?
Eat it.
I would probably do like a karate kick in there or something. I'd be like, hi-yah!
Three! Sometimes they get a little leg up. It's nice.
Naked gun. Little naked gun there.
Mm-hmm. Fucking hell yeah. What would your like strike call be? Would it be just like,
strike? So you're like, is this like this? Hey! That's just a little, yeah. That's
Brady's like, none of this is hypothetical for me.
No, for a couple years, I did it. And I did it.
So I went to a game one time, and I couldn't, for the life of me, I didn't know where the fucking the strikes, the outs and balls or whatever was on the screens or whatever. And so I was just paying attention to the umpire. And then like, when I started paying attention to the umpire, I was like, I don't know when he's calling strikes. Cause
he wasn't doing anything.
No, he would just be like,
strike. Oh, okay. Would you be one of the umpires that actually quietly says ball, or would you just be quiet?
I'd probably scream it. Be like, ball!
You don't yell it. Nice. You just say.
Some of them are just like,
ball outside.
Well,
I say whatever the fuck I want to.
You can.
Yeah. Not. So if it's outside.
Yeah, I like the
ball
I
outside.
Like the side, I like the side point for a strike.
Yep.
I like
that's nice.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
You know who you know. And this is gonna sound stupid. You guys are gonna be like, that doesn't check out. You know whose strikeout call I really do like, and I just realized this the other like the last time he was behind home plate, Angel Hernandez.
I'm sure he's got the theatrics.
It's not a theatric. It's literally like.
That's
it's like a truck driver. He's like pulling on the fucking horn. He's like.
Side note, look, do you guys remember? Do you remember the closer Fernando Rodney? Remember him?
Yeah,
he was with the
Rays, right?
Rays. He was with the Mariners. He was like with everyone but the Red Sox, right? At Tigers, I think, for a while. But yeah, he had the hat on. But my favorite is when he got the third out, he'd pull the arrow from his quiver, and whoop! I mean, Tanner needs to get something.
Yeah, he's got to do like a fun whoop. Little. Like...
Well, he'll be like the shots come.
That's
like,
what I just fucking. Brady, I missed you so much.
It's so fucking. It's like Jared Duran comes up, he goes to run and like get him like the high five, and he's like, "Oh, it'd be great."
I love it.
And like 5 years from now, when no one's talking about COVID vaccines, and he's still doing
it. All right, so let's move back on to the whole Dick Mountain outing. So, Franchy Cordero went 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Not a good game.
Nope.
For Franchy. Fucking Duran, 1 for 4 with a run. I feel like Martinez was pretty quiet this
game. A little quiet this series.
The series.
A little quiet series for JD.
I think he went 1 for 4 on Monday, 0 for 3 with a walk. Nope, with a sac fly. And then I believe he went 0 for today too, didn't he?
Which is great. If the Sox can sweep and JD's silent,
yeah.
That means then, you know, it's coming.
It was like weird weather at Fenway all week too. It was kind of like cold and like really windy.
JD went 1 for 10.
Yikes. I don't think that benefits his hitting style.
No, he's.
He's still hitting guy. 326.
There you go.
Slacker.
I mean, Ref Snyder's batting 407. What are we doing, JD?
God.
Batting average doesn't matter. Said people that I disagree with. But okay.
Very smart people.
Yep.
All right. So the Red Sox ended up winning. Schreiber gets the save. Blah blah blah. Whatever.
Yep.
Next game. We were under the impression that we were going to end up seeing Cody Clemens play at least in the series, because they were talking about how Roger was going to make an appearance and whatnot.
Yeah, he rode that bench.
Yeah, he definitely
sure
did. But you know who didn't though?
Miguel Cabrera.
Jeter Downs. Jeter Downs did not ride
Certainly
the bench
did not.
This game. He probably should have. But he went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. I'm joking. I was pulling for Downs the entire night. But the one thing that like it got me was last night they were talking about how like Xander and Devers were both going to get the night off. So they were going to put Downs at shortstop. They were going to put Dahlbeck at third. They're going to put Vasquez at first. And that just like that was a clusterfuck. And then Bogaerts is like, nope, I'm playing. So now Jeter Downs is playing at third base, is a position that he had never played in professionally. And I got to say, he looked good for the two.
Did a great job.
I think there were only 2 plays over there, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think like 2 or 3. It was A lot of, there was like runners on third, but he didn't have plays on any of those really. It was like, I think he fielded two balls.
Right.
I don't know. It's like Xander wanted to play because he wanted to be playing with Jeter Downs during his debut, which shout out to my captain. Love that.
Is that, was that really the case?
Yeah, he said he wanted to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's not have the kid play his natural position.
I get it though,
because Bogey fucking, when he came up, he played third base.
Well, yeah, but when you're a athlete as talented as Jeter Downs, like you can play fucking third base against the Tigers. He did pretty good.
He did do good.
And he got really close to getting a hit.
Oh my god, it was almost a home run too.
Can I just say though?
Yeah.
I hate those games where it's like almost like a throwaway day. Like, not for nothing. Yeah. If you want to give Devers a day off because it's two, then give Xander a day off when we start the next series. So it's two, right? Mm-hmm. But you like just giving a full like, hey, let's see what the fuck happens. The hole's been dug too deep. Like they're playing great baseball, but the foot has to stay on the pedal now.
I think they're confident that we can at least be competitive without those two, and they're right.
Well, against the Tigers.
Against the Tigers, which is why that happened.
Story fucking went off this series. Offensively and defensively. I don't care.
Defense went crazy this series.
He's been the best second baseman the Red Sox could have since Pedroia.
Absolutely.
Fuck you, Brady.
I'm trying to think.
Need to fucking think. Who have we had? Okay, Jose Iglesias for fucking like 13 games.
Ian Kinsler.
Eh.
I hated Ian Kinsler.
I wanted to kill him when he fucking. There was a play that he fucked up in the World Series that I wanted to fucking like.
That's a rational response. That's a very rational response, right?
I wanted to kill him. What are we fucking doing? So, yeah. All right. So,
thank God for Mitch Moreland. That's all I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I wish Mitch Moreland was like the third base coach of the Red Sox.
Ooh.
Maybe. Yeah.
Nash Taters. That'd be great.
Steak and Taters.
Steak
and potatoes.
Well,
I think he said potatoes.
I think he's going keto now, so I'm going to be like steak and broccoli, but that's not important.
No, he's definitely not going. No. All right. So we have the Guardians next. We have tomorrow off. So we have the Guardians. We have Nick Pivetta going up against Cal Contrell.
Ooh.
Love that.
We have Josh Winkowski up against Shane Bieber.
Yes, please.
I know it's Bieber. We have Mr. Dick Mountain up against Aaron Savale.
Big old stink fest. That one.
Also, I forgot to mention the Red Sox ended up getting James Norwood. And then they fucking immediately designated him for.
He's coming back. We're getting him back.
Oh, the old Norwood, the old
Norwood.
Norwood shall return. Fear not.
if his luggage could talk, you know what I mean. Like he should just live in a fucking airport because he doesn't know where the fuck he's going.
Like where do you even when you're like in that weird limbo where you're like, okay, I guess I'm moving to Boston. Oh, I just got to Boston and I don't live in Boston.
You probably, you know how like a lot of like airports have like hotels built inside of the airport.
Mm-hmm. Logan has it.
Yep, that's what he needs.
There you go.
He's just get a place.
Do you know what number he wore?
None.
Or what number he was assigned?
Wasn't it 59 or something?
It was 59.
59.
I wouldn't even give him a fucking number.
I'm surprised he had time to get assigned one.
I wonder if he actually
he didn't earn it. I don't know anything about it. Maybe it's like the nice guy. Is he vaccinated? Can we find out about that?
That would be so insane to continue to sign unvaccinated players. Like seeing how it has like t- torn our season apart. We're like barely been able to fix it.
Whew. Side note, I just want to throw this out there real quick while Brad is researching something beautiful. I brought up the question about, is Miguel Cabrera jokingly vaccinated? He does a PSA about COVID vaccines. So thank you, Miggy, for all the work that you're doing. Thank you.
Please show it to Jaron Duran.
Yes. And combat and his research. Dr. Duran.
So our next series, what do we have?
Oh, wait.
Nevada versus Quantrill.
When Sox.
Series MVPs.
We'll talk about it.
Usually we would do that.
Yeah. No, I decided to do it afterwards, I guess. Okay. Nevada versus Quantrill. Win or loss?
Win.
Oh, we're going game by game?
Yep, let's do it game by game.
Win. Pavetta on the hill, that's a win.
Mm-hmm. Wink versus Bieber.
Honestly, Shane Bieber's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a loss.
No, whoa.
It's a loss, but Wink does well.
Toss up on that one. Wink, that's his like prove it game, because yeah, he's had two pretty solid starts that are like both were at home, right? No, he had one on the road, one at home,
and now he's facing a real pitcher
and like a semi scary lineup, pretty scary. Yeah, it's right. Like
so
prove it.
So we're a toss up with on that one. Let's put an L there. Yep. Are we putting an L there? Okay.
Yep.
Rich Hill versus Aaron Civale.
Who the fuck is Aaron Civale?
He's so bad.
All right. Well, Rich Hill's not all that great either. But...
Yeah, but he doesn't have a 7.25 ERA.
Fair enough.
And a 1.47 whip.
I'm going with a win.
ERAs don't matter.
So we're going with the an Oreo here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Win, loss, win.
Yep.
Sure.
I'll take that. Filling. Another one series.
Oh, let's go for who is the most valuable player of this series?
I didn't get to use this answer that I wanted to use last week, and it still fits for this week. So I'm using it. My series MVP is the Woo Sox.
Fair enough. Brady.
John Schreiber.
Hell yeah.
I agree with that.
I love that.
Dr. Duran with an honorable mention. Okay.
We got to call him that now.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Uh-huh. Duran.
Yeah, I agree with Schreiber.
100%. God, I love that.
He's been so good.
But
how
I'm
too great.
I'm actually, I agree with that. I also agree with you, Doink. I'm going with the City Connect jerseys.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you, Brad.
That's great.
Yep, good for you.
Undefeated.
It's nice they pulled those out, too.
Undefeated in the City Connect jerseys.
In 2022. Of course, we lost two games
in 2022. And Brandon keeps pointing out that we are undefeated since Jeter Downs was called up. So
is undefeated in yellow unis and undefeated since Jeter Downs has been on the roster.
Don't the starting pitchers usually pick the jerseys?
I think this was a team.
Yeah, because like
decision.
That'd be great if Winkowski was like, "Hey,
I don't think they can wear them on the road."
But imagine if I'm just saying if because
if they show up in fucking Cleveland wearing the fucking yellow unis. Imagine. I'm gonna lose my shit.
Can they do that?
I don't think they can.
I don't think you can wear your city. No, okay. I feel like I saw some team wear their City Connects.
If
on the
they
road,
can
like,
wear their City Connects on road, we're gonna see it.
That's a power move.
I do want to mention one thing that I saw on Facebook that I wanted to fucking tear up. Tear up somebody on Twitter for this. Somebody was like, I do not like the Ukraine jerseys. And I was like, there's no fucking way you actually mean that.
Yeah, I've seen multiple screenshots of people suddenly thinking that these are pro-Ukraine jerseys, which is so funny.
I'm pretty sure last year when Nike decided to do the City Connects and Boston and the Boston Red Sox came together, they were like, oh, you know what this would be? This would signify, the Ukraine, the country of Ukraine.
Well, it's,
over our fucking city.
It's like the same thing as like Dombrowski predicting COVID.
Hey,
you know, they
knew
that the Russian conflict was coming. They were like, we're gonna get these Ukrainian jerseys rolling.
It is time right now to get Dombrowski on the pod. Be like, just 7 years from now, tell me what the fuck to expect. Where is gas prices? He's like, well, you're not gonna like the answer
like,
to that question.
He's like, gas? You're not going to have any of that.
You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. Dr. Duran will fix all of it, though. Don't worry. Do a little research.
All right. So does anybody have anything else they would like to add before we end this episode?
Go Sox.
Brady, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
I love my wife, Jennifer, and I just wanted to let her know that. Thanks.
And
shout out, Jen.
Shout out to Jenny. Brady will be taking a hiatus and he will be coming on whenever he's available. And I will leave it at that unless, Mr. Brady wants to.
Yep. Jenny is going to fight the hardest fight that anyone's got to fight and she's going to kick the shit out of it. And, I'll be here with my girl every step of the way. And, that's what's going to happen.
Hell fucking yeah.
And we're rooting for you, Jen.
Cool.
All right.
Go
Sox, kid.
Thanks for watching. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Pesky Report. Make sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.